In fact, might be able to continue this chat. Greg Carpenter, Chief Handicapper for Racing Victoria, along as other jobs there as well. Morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, Andrew. Yes, Swainess in the mix for a Cox Plate start, so acceptances will be next Tuesday morning.
Now, we chatted with Michael Brow before, John. Then we spoke to John, and I'll mention to you the three-year-olds, Alma Ladd, Swainess and Chivalry, appear to be the three that could be in the mix. It's going to be interesting here. John's very keen. He's booked Chad Schofield. Has Swainess done enough to get in there in a field of 14 with maybe Alma Ladd just in front of him? It's going to be interesting next Tuesday morning.
Well, certainly what Alma Ladd has in its favour is that it is a Group 1 winner, and of course he won the Bill Stutt at Moonee Valley at Group 2 level leading into the Caulfield Guineas. So he's a proven group horse,
yep.
But certainly Swainess, his two group victories in the Newcastle race and then moving on to the Gloaming, and third in a Spring Champion Stakes. So I think he'd be a worthy runner in the race, but of course we have to see how many final declarations we get before the Moonee Valley Club finalises the field.
No, very interesting coming up there. Plenty of discussion this week. We're focusing on today at Caulfield and then Saturday with the Caulfield Cup. The draw done last night, Greg. I just thought we'd get you on briefly now about the two Japanese horses. There's much discussion about, you know, the Japanese and pace that they put on. Are either of these, Bandai or Admire Rakti, are they horses that will lead and control the pace?
Well, certainly Bandai at his final start before coming to race here in Australia in the race at Sapporo over 2,600 metres went straight to the front and led. I think the fact that both the Japanese horses have drawn ideally, really, Admire Rakti in 8, Bandai in 10, with one of the emergencies drawn inside. I certainly think Bandai, if Christophe Lemaire wants to take up either the lead or at least hold a forward position, the barrier draws made it a lot easier for him to do that. I mean, he's an enormously progressive horse. He ran third in last year's Japanese St. Ledger Bandai. Epiphanea, the horse that won that, has also already travelled overseas and ran fourth in the QE Cup in Hong Kong. So he's an outstanding middle distance horse. And I think with Bandai drawn perfectly really last night, you will see him either leading or up on the pace.
Okay, so Craig Williams was on with Slats and TK, our breakfast boys, prior to 9, and he was concerned about maybe a lack of pace in the race. Is that something you've had a look at the field about?
Oh, well, as I said, I think the Japanese runner Bandai will probably be up on the speed. There's not a lot of other runners in the race which are naturally going to force the pace, but what you find with the Caulfield Cup always is that with the 2400 metre start being near the point of the home turn, that there is always horses trying to take up forward positions coming to that first corner. So I think you'll probably see quite a few horses go forward, and then maybe they might back the pace off once they get out of the home straight. So I don't think you're ever going to find a Caulfield Cup that's not reasonably genuinely run.
Yep.
Admire Rakti, when he ran fourth in the Japan Cup, raced midfield on the rail, and certainly again from his draw, I'm sure Zach Purton will be trying to take up a position one off the fence and probably in the first six or eight in the race. So certainly Bandai, one of the key horses as far as how the races run on Saturday.
And the other question just before I move on, Greg, I'm hearing out of Werribee now that Bandai is probably a better 2,400 metre horse, where Admire Rakti is a better 2 mile horse. Is that right?
Well, certainly that has been an opinion put forward during the week. His win in the Diamond Stakes was over further than 3,200 metres, Admire Rakti, when he won that group contest last year. As I said, when you're within length of Gentle Donna, giving you 2 kilos in a Japan Cup over 2,400 metres, I think you're going to be very competitive at the distance. Delta Blues was a horse who was able to run third high up in the weights when he ran in the Caulfield Cup and then went on to win the Melbourne Cup. Admire Rakti, the opinion is probably that he'll be better suited at Flemington, but I don't think you can underestimate these Japanese horses over 2,500 metres this week. If you do, it may well be at your own peril.
Understand. Good comments, Greg. Thank you for that assistance. We'll get you back in your normal slot in about 50 minutes to have a look at some of those fields for Saturday.
Look forward to it, Andrew, because they've come up as absolutely magnificent fields for Saturday. So looking forward to Caulfield Cup Day.
Good on you. Thanks, Greg. We'll chat again just after 10:30.